Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome the Edie Evanside. How'd you like that, Edie? You are a star in our room. And I call you a friend. Executive Director, Ebony Road Players. You're going to talk about this upcoming event and more. Three Voices for Social Justice, Lorraine Hansberry, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. Of course, joining the discussion, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell. Steve, this weekly segment, thank you. Part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation aimed at increasing West Michigan's capacity to influence public narrative affecting children and families of color. Thank you for this. Steve, take it away.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to our special guest, Edie Evanside, and good morning to all our listeners. Yes, I'm the grant writer for WGVU, and we are administering a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation focusing on racial equity, focusing on advancing stories of people and families of color so we can have a more equitable environment in all of the areas we serve. This event that we're here to talk about this morning actually is a creation of two committees at WGVU Engage, the WGVU Engage Arts Committee and the WGVU Inclusion Committee. They got together and created an event for all of our listeners to attend at the Ryerson Room Auditorium in the downtown Grand Rapids Public Library. The event is May 17th, and it is called Three Voices for Social Justice, focusing on the life of Lorraine Hansberry, who, of course, is the award-winning African-American playwright of Raisin in the Sun and an activist. And Edie will talk about it, segments of a play that will be performed that night after we play snippets of the PBS program on Lorraine Hansberry, which, by the way, that's called Lorraine Hansberry's Sighted Eyes, Feeling Heart. That was on PBS a few months ago. But anyway, a program or a play called The Meeting is going to focus on a conversation between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. So when you look at those three individuals all taking kind of a different approach to human rights and the rights of black citizens, should be quite an evening.
So, stepping up to the plate, Edie Evanside, what do you share? What's your tease on the importance of this evening, the 17th of May?
I think, and Steve just really laid it all out, all the information. I think when we decided to do a collaborative event, we decided that one of the most important ways to tell a story and to get people having a conversation is through the arts. And one of the best ways to do it, especially since you're dealing with the playwright, is actually through a play. And so what we did was we looked at this playwright named Jeff Stetson, who is a more contemporary playwright. And he wrote the play The Meeting, which is a conversation between Malcolm, basically, I don't think they ever spoke together, but Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., and what a conversation would be like between the lion and the lamb.
Fictional meeting,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a fictional meeting.
And this scene is actually performed by Ebony Road Players.
Yes, so our theater company, Ebony Road Players, has been on tour with this, just doing scenes in different places so that people end up with a conversation. And so this was a great opportunity to do it with WGVU as well.
Are you one of the actors?
No, I'm not.
All right.
No, I'd like to play Malcolm, but
Where am I going with that? You're right.
Darius Colquitt is playing Malcolm X, and he's amazing in it, and he's basically directing this as well. So we're doing a scene from it. That's great.
Steve.
For all of our listeners, if you missed the program on WGVU through PBS's American Masters on Lorraine Hansberry, it was a fabulous show. And if you look at her life, she was an activist as well as a playwright. In fact, there was a quote in the program by Lorraine that she is both black and female, so she has the rights to be twice the activist. But
right.
My question for you, Edie, we're focusing on the meeting on two individuals, two champions of civil rights, of human rights, that took different approaches. You have Malcolm X, who was assassinated in 1965, 3 years before Martin Luther King, and he said, by any means possible. believed in black nationalism, believed in separatism, believed in the dignity and economic self-sufficiency of African Americans. And so here's my question. As a white individual, sometimes I think about what if it were the white population in the past that had been the targets of racism, discrimination, lack of opportunity, and sometimes murder. What would the white leaders, how would they have approached that? So my question is, what can our listeners and those that attend the event on the 17th expect maybe to learn from the meeting, take away from it?
Well, that's a good question. When I first saw the meeting, it was one of the things that I realized is how much I knew about Martin Luther King and how much I didn't know about Malcolm X. And I think this play puts in, and because it puts in a historic nature, a little bit of an examination of why that nationalistic attitude was there. And because of that nationalistic attitude, of course, he was demonized quite a bit. So I would say what they will come away with it is wanting to know more about what that aspect of it was about. We all know about Martin Luther King. We all knew how he approached things and the peace. But how did maybe both of those men really did make a difference together, even though they were doing it in an opposite way?
Edie, the lives of those two gentlemen, Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, were markedly different. Martin Luther King grew up, as you know, in a middle-class, respected, well-educated family. Malcolm X didn't have that privilege. You know, his mother, as I understand it, was committed to a mental institution. Mm-hmm. His father was killed and then he grew up in foster homes. Will the play show us any part of their past, or does it focus more on just that dialogue you spoke about?
I think that the scene that you will see
is a 20-minute scene.
It's a 20-minute scene. Mm-hmm. We'll just focus on their relationship. Focus on what they are both were bringing to the table. I don't think it's going to get into the past too much. The whole play centers around some bits of it, but it really is about this meeting, this who are you and who am I and right or wrong. They actually do a, what do you call it when you, the arm wrestle?
Yeah.
They actually do an arm wrestle in it. Mm-hmm. To find out who is actually the stronger one here, who is actually making the difference. And they do it about four times during the play. And it's really interesting.
Did you direct this? Did you direct these two?
I did not direct this. Darius Colquitt ended up directing the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Is this a this is next Thursday, the 17th, 7 p.m. Is this a free opportunity or do we pay?
No, it's a free opportunity, and you can just show up. I would advise getting there before 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's a great space at the Grand Rapids Public Library. We'll be playing a small portion of the Lorraine Hansberry PBS program to give you a good idea of just what her genius was as a playwright and then how she reacted in the 50s, in the 1950s, mm-hmm. To issues of civil rights or lack thereof. So then that will lead into a portion, a segment of the meeting.
Awesome. Well, Edie Evans-Hyde, again, just another example of how Ebony Road Players is all about in the community. Where are you in other seasonal events with this?
Right now we are planning our annual Loving Day celebration, which celebrates and observes the Loving versus Virginia Supreme Court case of 1967. We have three events starting on June 11th.
Awesome.
And there's things on Facebook and on our Facebook page. And hopefully I can come back here and talk a little bit more about it.
Take the word hopefully out. We will get you back. That was an extra tease. Why be involved on the 17th of May? Why witness this opportunity, this Three Voices for Social Justice, Edie Evans?
I think anytime we have a chance to talk about our history and how things are now, and just starting a conversation in the community, I think is we need to take every time that we have a chance to do that.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Ebony Road Players, how do we find out more information? Facebook?
Oh, yes. EbonyRoad.org is our website, and we are also on Facebook.
Steve Chappell, would you please close out our conversation?
Yeah, I just want to echo what Edie just said. It is the mission and the pleasure of public media to extend the broadcast in the community to create spaces for dialogue. That's exactly what this is doing, taking an award-winning PBS program to the Ryerson Auditorium at Grand Rapids Public Library on the 17th at 7 p.m., and just inviting all the public to come out and show up.
Great. And for more information about this weekly opportunity here? Steve?
Well, first of all, I invite them to go to WGVU.org. They'll see the banner right on our homepage all about this event. But then also visit the WGVU.org radio page under Mutually Inclusive if you've missed any part of this interview or to hear any of the interviews in the series.
Grand Rapids Public Library next Thursday, 7 p.m. to witness three voices for social justice: Lorraine Hansberry, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks to Edie Evanside and her team. Take care, all.
Thank you.